Good morning on this Wednesday, and welcome to our Couples Overcoming Crisis audio class. And today we want to talk about keeping a tight relationship. Let's just hypothetically say that you've overcome a crisis, or you've not had a crisis, and you're journeying this path called marriage. How do I keep this connection? How do we keep this flame going? Well, I want to give you several suggestions. And number one, analyze to see if all of the aspects of love are present in your marriage. You know, the Bible talks about the different types of love, the affection love, the sacrificial love, the emotional love. Make sure that all of the loves that the Bible talks about from a previous lesson that we had mentioned, that all of those applications of love are exemplified. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and make sure that you are practicing everything that love should be practicing. Number two, have you both forgiven each other for everything? Have you both forgiven each other for everything? Forgiveness has got to be practiced. We've talked about this. And if you have something that you are holding some bitterness and you have not granted forgiveness, do it for Christ's sake. Do it for Christ's sake. Number three, are you living out your biblical role as a marriage partner? Husband, are you fulfilling your role according to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 through 33? Wife, are you fulfilling your role based upon that same scripture? Are you fulfilling your role as a husband and a wife? Are you praying? Number four, are you praying together often and for each other? Are you praying together often and for each other? That'll help keep you close. Number five. Have you asked your spouse how you can pray for them? Ask them to give you things to pray about, things in their own life, things that they're caring for, the burdens they're carrying. This keeps one another close. Prayer is intimate. Number six, keeping this flame going, this connection. Are you meeting each other's most important wants and needs? Are you caring for each other? Do you have that sense of, they have my interest at heart? Number seven, are you dating? Are you dating? You will never stay close without it. Plan a date. Number eight, are there any areas which you feel your spouse is not successfully fulfilling his or her role in marriage? Now, we're not talking about little petty things, and we're also not talking about being a brat here, but if there's an area of contention that's really building that you feel your spouse is not giving attention to, you need to sit down and have a discussion. This keeps you close. Number nine, going back to dating, are you spending quality time with each other? Number 10, are you dealing with the frictions? The differences between men and women in general sometimes can cause frictions, but when you have a friction, are you dealing with it? Don't sweep frictions under the rug. Next number, are you dealing with the issues in your family relationships that are causing problems in your marriage? If you're upset at some in-laws or some children or some parents and there's a problem brewing, you two need to discuss it. If this gets swept under the rug, it's going to give a barrier between the two of you. And y'all need to discuss it, and discuss it reasonably, and be, as we've talked about in our sessions of discussion, be willing to see each other's side. Are you communicating with each other effectively? as we've talked before, lack of communication will cause problems. And so ask yourself the question, am I communicating with my spouse? Is my spouse communicating with me? And if you feel like there's a communication breakdown, then deal with that. Talk about that. Make sure that you're not living with an unresolved conflict in your marriage. Do not live with an unresolved conflict. If you have an unresolved conflict, schedule a time immediately to discuss that. Staying close is going to require you to take an inventory of your relationship. See where you're at. See where you want to go. And sometimes it's good to just discuss your current marriage status and talk about what we can do to become closer. Dream and scheme together. I hope this little 6 minute and 30 second audio helped you out just a little bit, and just some closing ideas about how to remain close. Now, in the next couple audios, we will deal with a few other major crises that people struggle getting over with. We'll talk about those and how God can help us overcome some things there. Go back and listen to all of the videos and audios, and not all of them apply to your situation, but I believe each session will have at least something that can help you have a better marriage. This is Pastor Rex Carringer. God bless you.